We are learning Masechet Sedarim Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, and we are still trying to figure out Shmuel's Memra that he says he paskin like Rav Yechon ben Uri, who holds that if a isha is mekadesh or makes a neder on a maisi adayim, it will be chal after she gets divorced, and therefore the husband can be made for it. And the question is, I Shmuel holds ain oda makdash davash loy b'loylam mecharis loy b'loylam. Samara answered, you makdash yodai le'aseim. Your hands are in the world, and he said, my hands should be a neder should be aser. But the question was that still, right now, the ma'is yadayim are meshubah to the husband. So even though you're right, the yadayim are ba'olam, but the things the yadayim produce are not ba'olam yet. Until they get divorced, it will belong to her. And at that time, right now, it's loy ba'olam still on that. It's not here yet. And you have no power to do that yet. You don't have that yet. Right now, it's meshubah to the husband. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara tried different things and make a damit to a mashkim, a damit to this. Gemara say, this is pshat. El amar ravashi, on top of the above and base. El amar ravashi, shani kainamois. The chi kedushas haguftami kainamais, which is a neder has the same chaymer as kedushas haguf, which means there's two type of hektish. There's hektish damim and hektish haguf. For example of hektish haguf is kachim mizbeach. If I take an animal and say this is kachim mizbeach, the halach is that you can't make a pidyon, you can't redeem it. The only way you can redeem it if it gets a mum. But as long as there's no mum, you can't redeem it because it's kedushas haguf. The same thing works for nedarim. You cannot be redeemed because kedushas haguf. Mashenki kedushas damim couldn't be redeemed. So Elamar Vashi, Shani Kainamas, the Chidushas Aguf Dami. Kainamas is the same level as Kidushas Aguf. And Alochit Vakidushas Aguf, who could Rava, Dama Rava, Hektish, Chomets, Veshichrim, Afkim, Deshibud. The Alochit Rava says that Hektish, which is Kidushas Aguf, according to the Ran at least, Chomets, we'll explain each one, Veshichr, all these things are Afkim, Deshibud. So therefore, here, when the Isha goes ahead and makes a neder on her Maisi Adayim, it's Mafkia, the Shibud, the lien that the husband has at that Maisi Adayim. What's Rava's Alochit? Rava's halacha is that if you makdish something, it's mafkia de shibud. If, for example, like Rashi, that if someone made his animal, his shar, a poitiki, he said, he told the bachay, the bachay borrowed money from me. Opposite. I borrowed money from a malva. I borrowed $100 from a malva. And the malva said, I have no one to collect. So I said, you know what? I have an animal, a shar. This shar is put aside for that payment. Now, this shor that was a poitik is put aside for that same payment, I go ahead and makdish it. What do you mean? The bachayv, the malva, has a lien on this shor. The halacha is, the hektish is mafkia from the lien. And I have to pay him somewhere else. This thing becomes hektish. But the Ran says, daf kedusha guf. Daf kedusha, I make this animal kedusha guf. I make it betek abayis, which means I only donate it to the betek abayis, which is for the things in the basic mikdash that I need money for. There, which not for a carbon, non-carbon item for the basic mikdash, then the halacha is that it's not mafkia b'yeshiva, because it's not so strong. And the Ram brings down, but the Rebbeinu Tam, that's Rashi Shita. Rebbeinu Tam argues, Rebbeinu Tam holds, even Kedusha's Dom is Mefkir of Yeshiva. So the first thing Rava says is that Hektish is Mefkir of Yeshiva, which means that if there's a lien on my Shar, and I makdish it, I take away the lien, I knock out the lien with my Hektish. Second case is Shichr. Shichr also can be Mefkir from a lien. Let's say I have an Eved, and I put aside the Eved as payment for the malva, and then I'm a shachar the eved. The halacha is it's chal. The shichar is chal, and the malva has to collect this chayv for someone else. Even though I put this aside for his chayv, he has a lien on it. Teretz is no. I can still be meshachar it. That's a case of shichar. And the other case is chametz. The hektish chametz and shichar. Chametz also the same thing. That if I have chametz and the malva is a guy, he lends me money, and I give the chametz as a apaytiki. So now when it passes chametz, it becomes osur bahana. The chametz becomes osur bahana, and even though it belonged a little bit to the guy had a lien on it. No, but the chametz mafkia from the lien. And the Rashi asks, out of the Gemara Psachim, it's mashma, that it's not osur bahana. That's a case where I gave it to the guy, I put it in the guy's house. But I kept it in my house, then halacha is chametz mafkia de shivud. So the three things are hektish, chametz, and shichur. And our Gemara is mechadish, that a neder is like hektish. It's mafkia de shivud. That means in a case where my siyadayim, the isha's my siyadayim is meshubed to the husband, if I make a hektish or neder, which is daimut to hektish, because the neder can't be redeemed, it's mafkia de shivud, and it's chal, even though the baal has a lien on it. Even though the baal has a lien on it. Mashenke and Shushunya mixed up with the case where the husband is Mekadesh, the Meiser, the husband doesn't own the Meiser, the Meiser Dayim at all. There is a straight Davish level item, no Shaykh is this case. Here the case is she owns everything, she said a Shibud a lien to give the Paris away, and there her Neder is Mafkiyam de Shibud. Break them out, a simple question. That's the case. So why does Rabbi Yechon Nuri say that, what's the problem? Shem Yigrashena. Maybe he's going to divorce her and then The halacha will be, he'll be usher, the ma'is day. What do you mean? Usher for right now. I thought it's my forgive the shibud. Yachi, lomali shami yigashana, lachar it's chal right now. And for the Gemara, tani va'oit shami yigashana. And like the Ran explains like this. That really, you're right. When she makes a neder now in her ma'is daim, it's chal right the second, because mafkiyev de shibud. But there's an idea called Almur Rabbanon Shibud Dabal. The Rabbanon made the Shibud Dabal very strong. And while they're married, the Shibud Dabal is so strong, they made him like mamish, like a lekeach, and it's not chal. Mid the Rabbanon, the neder is not chal on this. Mid the Rabbanon is not chal. So therefore, you have to speak out that Shema Yigrashana. And you read it like this. Like this, right now it's kosher right now, and I gonna taina alumu rabbanon shibuda the baal stalls again shami yigreshenu. That's how you read the Gemara. Tani va'oy shami yigreshenu. The Ran even points out that the Gemara in Ksubis says it different. The Gemara just answers this simple alumu rabbanon shibuda. And here it doesn't say that. It just says oid, but the Ran says v'davida achasi. So the Gemara starts like this: that really there's a shibud right now. But the Raisa will knock out the Shiva, but the Rabbanon doesn't, so you have to wait till after Gerishin, and that's, but Maisa, since it'll be Chala after Gerishin, so then the loch is that you could be made for now. Freik the Ran, what do you mean, if I can't, what if the Rabbanon Maisa, I can't be Makdash now, I can't make an Eda now, so then why is the Chala after Gerishin? Same problem as back Shver, how can I do it after Gerishin? And for the Ran, since Medina, Midaraisa, really, it's Chal now, it's only Al-Mura and Shabuda, they only made the Shiva strong with regards to her, to the husband being using the ma'aseh daim, but not legabe the neder not being chal, and therefore legabe neder not being chal, it will be chal because really it's mafkir of the yeshiva. Ad kan this gemara with Shmuel. So let's make a scholar on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Nodra ishtoi, his wife made a neder. We know that a person, a man, could be made for his wife's nedarim and his daughter's nedarim. See, here's a case where Nodra Ishtoi, his wife made a neder, Vesavas Nodra Bitta. He thought it was his daughter making a neder. And he said, Haf Mufalach. But then he chafed, it's the wrong person. He thought it was his daughter, really, it's the wife. And a lot of times he can make an afmina. Nodra Bitta, or the opposite is the case where the daughter made a neder, Vesavas Nodra Ishtoi. And he thought that the wife made a neder. And he was made for it, thinking the wrong person. Next case in the Mishnah, Nodr ben Nozir, Esav ben Nozir ben Karban. She made a Nedar ben Nozir, whoever it was, either a daughter or a wife. And he thought it was a Karban, or the opposite, Nodr ben Karban, Esav ben Nozir ben Nozir. And he was made for it. Does that work or not? Or Nodr ben Te'enim, Esav ben Nozir ben Anavim. She made a Nedar from Te'enim, and you thought it was Anavim, you thought it was grapes. Or Nodr ben Anavim, or she made a Nedar of grapes, Esav ben Nozir ben Te'enim, you thought it was figs. So all these cases are raised yachs yof. You have to do it again because it's a mistake. It's a mistake, so you have to do it again. And the Ritva points out there are Mishnah's three type of mistakes. The first case is a mistake, you don't know who it was, the daughter or the wife. The second case is you don't know what type of nether was. It was a nether of a nazir or a nether of a carbon. And the third case is what the nether was on. Anavim teinim. Either way, a mistake of any one of these three things, the loch is it's a mistake and it's not chal. Hare ze yachs yof. You do hafara again. Zok the Gemara, what's the pshat? How do we notice? The Gemara says, "Lameimra the Yoni Oisa dafgu," because the pasuk says Yoni Oisa. So it says, "Haini avia Oisa." So it has to be Oisa that neder, that person has to be that thing exactly. Oisa is dafgu. There has to be l'shem that person dafgu. So we dash on Oisa. The Ran points out that L'chayro, he brings out the Seft like that, but Hakama has the same halacha. Hakama tells us not Hakama. And the question is, it doesn't say Ha'isa by Hakama. So he first says maybe because there's a Hekish. But then he brings a Raya that there's no Hekish from Hakama to Hafara. Something's not my first in the Pasuk. Here's not my first in the Pasuk. There's a Darshan from the word Isa. So L'chayro, so how do you know that there's a Din Dafka by Hakama also that can't be a Tais? So he says it's from the word Allah. From the word law, he says at the last two lines around, but after the law, the ksiv akama, kdechsiv, kihechrish law, that's like oisa. And that's what he says, that therefore, just like you can't do afar b'tayis, you can't do akama b'tayis either, and the drash is from the word law, from the word kihechrish law.